Lane Mitchell Show on Sonic 1029.
Most people hear the words yoga, they think, you know, peace and serenity, tranquility. Lindsay Istis on the phone from Rage Yoga. You scream and swear and drink beer when you do yoga? Tell me about Rage Yoga.
Well, Rage Yoga is pretty much just like regular yoga, except for just with a different attitude, a lot more swearing, obscenities, all that jazz.
I have to ask, you're based out of Calgary, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know Michael Bernard Fitzgerald?
No.
The reason I ask, he's a singer-songwriter out of Calgary. He rolled through here. He played a little session for us, and he was telling us when him and his buddies are touring, first thing they do when they go to a new city is they find a hotel room, they close all the blinds and that kind of thing, turn on some lamps, and then throw like a bed sheet or something over the lamp to sort of, you know, give like a soft light in the room. He said they make it zen as f**k.
That's hilarious.
But then I read that phrase the very next day, and it was some weird news story out of the States talking about this crazy lady in Canada doing rage yoga. I'm like, hey, I should track down that crazy lady, find out more about this. How did you come up with the idea of doing rage yoga?
Primarily, it came about during a very painful breakup. It was like the breakup of a long-term relationship, about 3.5 years, engaged for one of them. So when that fell apart, my world just felt like it was ending.
Whoa, wait. Said engaged to one of them?
Engaged for one of them.
Oh, okay.
One of the 3.5 years. I was not dating 3.5 men.
Yeah, okay. Like, isn't that an 80s movie? Anyway.
So my practice is really what got me through that. And my practice at home suddenly had a lot more F-bombs, had a lot more screaming. And when I allowed myself to experience these really negative emotions during my practice, it gave me a really healthy outlet to experience negative emotions and use them in a positive way. And I joked about it over the internet, you know, just like joking on Facebook. The joking actually led to a workshop that was just like a one-off workshop. And I was just having so much fun doing it that it was just kind of like, well, why don't we just do this more often? Because it was really hitting home for a lot of people. It was a different approach some people were just really into, so I went for it.
Has anybody just yelled out, like, the strangest thing? Like, you say obscenities. Like, what kinds of things do you yell out?
Well, we definitely get a lot of f**k words. We do get a couple people that just kind of do the disgruntled, like, kind of thing. There was a very long string of random words. I think spaghetti and were in like this same sentence of just expletives that just poured out of somebody's mouth. It was interesting. Everybody just kind of does their own thing.
I'd be afraid to be that guy who's like, dick balls. Or, you're like just the weirdest sort of, you know, like when you're sort of letting loose, like kind of emotionally, verbally, physically, all at the same time, you know? You just never know what's going to come out of your mouth.
Absolutely, but I think that's important. You kind of just have to take off your filter and just let it come out, and then a lot of the benefit comes from it, letting out what you're feeling. Because I've never been one of those people that can just will away my negative emotions. That's one of the reasons I have a hard time in regular yoga studios. It's kind of like you just pretend like your awkwardness, your frustration or stress doesn't exist, and just kind of breathe into your peace, whereas I'm not one of those people. I need to have a constructive way to deal with these things.
Well, I think for a lot of people, it's a little intimidating. You go into a yoga class, it's sort of like a library filled with gymnasts. I'm a 250-pound guy. I'm not in terrible shape. You know, I run and that sort of thing, but I'm not a yoga body, but I still think that there's health benefits to be had from, you know, the stretching and the breathing and that kind of thing. What about the beer drinking?
What about it?
You just drink beer instead of water? Is that...
Well, it's not like it's mandatory. More often than not, if people are drinking, they'll maybe finish like a half a pint, maybe a whole pint.
Well, very cool. I'm very interested in what you're doing. Rage Yoga, it's called. RageYoga.com is the website.
That's the one.
Thank you so much for talking with us, Lindsay.
Absolutely.
The Lane Mitchell Show on Sonic 1029.